bread.
Give me from the cross.
Amen. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus. Take control of this meeting, Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord, anoint our speaking, Lord.
Yeah.
Anoint our ears.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want to give nothing from ourselves.
Yeah.
Because you're the only way.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
This is a little journey we went through this week with this message, right?
Yes.
Because really, you know, I don't know about you, but I was convicted. I was convicted this week. Because if you see when Paul says in 2 Timothy 4:7, he says, say it again?
Stronger.
Louder.
They can't hear
you. Oh, louder? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Just
amen. Okay. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, amen. Yeah, okay. Amen. Okay, like I said, we have this little journey, this message this week, right?
Amen.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't know about you, but I've been convicted.
Yep.
I've been convicted because I've been running the race. One time I've been, you know, failing on this race, right?
With endurance.
Yeah, I've been running, but sometimes we fail, right? If you read 2 Timothy 4:7, it says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Well, we haven't finished the race yet, you know. Paul did, and he fought the good fight, what we saw last week, and he finished the course, and he kept the faith. Right? Now, there is another, the second verse, Hebrews 12:1, that really touched me. It says, therefore, let us also, having so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also, so now it's for us, right? Witnesses surrounding us, put away every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and run with endurance the race which is set before us.
Amen.
Amen. You know, saints, when I was younger, actually, I liked to run a lot. I liked, in school, I always wanted to run, right? And I remember there were four different kind of races we practiced in school. The spring running race, the other one is what? The obstacle race, the marathon race, right? And there's another one, relay race, where, you know, there's four, right, running. And I remember that I tried to run the obstacles. I couldn't do it, right? And this message remind me that we are actually in the marathon race.
Right.
It's a long journey, a long race, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in this marathon race, we need to look up unto Jesus,
yeah,
the author and perfecter of our faith. Because without faith, we cannot run this race.
Amen.
Right? So, I remember also that when they were running four in the relay race, you know, that kind of showed me and gave me a type of that is a corporate running, right? Because, you know, there's one running, the other one's running, giving the baton to the other one, right? But the other one had to be ready. And in order to do this, they actually have to exercise. It's not just quick thing that they do it. They need to exercise for a long time. So this shows that we need to exercise our spirit. We need to exercise our spirit to run this relay race together.
Yeah.
It's not individual race, right? So we actually, basically, you see the marathon race here, the long journey, we see the relay race, and we see the obstacle race, right? With the obstacle race, actually, those are the valleys, the mountains, and all these trials that we go through. Right? So, but we cannot get weary and tired, because the Lord is the one that gives us the strength, right? And this is what we see in day one, right? It says that we need to run, but the one running is really the Lord, right? Because He is the way. So the course that we're going through, Christ is the course, actually. So we're going through this way ourselves. So we need to really need to ask the Lord for His mercy, so we can have the run in this, in the way, in the course, without failing. You know, we're gonna fail many times in our journey. I mean, I've been running this race for more years than you, I think. Like Brother Tom, we all are here. We've been running for so long, right? And probably sometimes we just go of the way, you know. But the Lord is so good that He brings us back. He always brings us back, right? And that's the good thing about it. And He's the perfect, the author and perfecter of our faith. And, so, and this race is a heavenly race, okay? And we need to be, you know, there is something that says here, He is the most attractive person in the universe, right? So we should be actually the happiest people in the world, right? We should be the happiest people in the world because we have His life. We have the divine life. And this divine life is that give us the power to be able to run this race with Him, right? So I really appreciate this message. And like it says here, you know, is we have a long journey, right?
Yeah.
I think you young people, you're still starting now, right? You have a long way. You have a long way. You know, your race starts when you receive Christ. When you're born again. That's when your race starts, right?
Amen.
And the other one, when you get married too. You start also another race too. You know, but we need to stay on the way. We cannot lose heart.
Right.
But the only way we can do it is ask the Lord to increase our faith.
Yeah.
Without His faith, it's not our faith, it's His faith. It needs to grow in us.
Amen.
There is another faith that the people, you know, in the world practice, say, oh, I hope I get this house, I hope God give me this house, I hope this team wins the game or something. That's a different kind. That's the human faith that may have created, right? But we need to stay on track with this. And if we see here, and they... In day 5, it says, Jesus is the perfecter of faith, the finisher and completer of faith. As the completer of faith, the Lord Jesus continually infuses Himself into us as the believing element and ability. Right? So, you know, there is always opposition. And day 1 said there is opposition. There's going to be opposition all the time when we run in this race. And the ones in the time it says here, there was a lot of position in the Old Testament, right? There was a lot of position. The believer must suffer opposition with endurance and never grow weary or faint in our souls. You know, and there was a prophet called Micah. Micah actually means who is like the Lord, right? That's what it means, who is like the Lord. Micah was a prophet that came to the people of Israel because they were idolatry, especially predicted the destruction of Jerusalem and Samaria, right? But God told him, tell my people that I will punish them for that, because they became, especially the tribe of Judah, became idolaters, you know, disobedient. But there was a hope, because look, I was reading here in Micah, where Micah said, you know, there was a lot of things that was going on with the people of Israel. He said, Micah, to the people, do not trust in your neighbor. Do not put your confidence in a friend. And then he said, for the son treat the father like a fool. The daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. So this is happening in the world. That's why there are a lot of divorces, a lot of things going on in the world. Right? But Micah said this, but as for me, I will look for Jehovah. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Do not rejoice against me, O my enemy.
Right.
When I fall, I will rise up. When I sit in the darkness, Jehovah will be a light to me.
Amen.
So He is our light. He is our life. He is our way. You know, saints, I really enjoy this message because encouragement to run with endurance.
Yes.
You know, never get weary and always telling the Lord, forgive me. Because we need to repent every day. You know, because sometimes we fail. I fell so many times, you know, so many years. I know you young people are going to fail, but it's okay. He will raise you up, you know. He will raise you up. And, you know, we need to trust Him. Have faith in him, because he's the only way. There's no other way. He said it. So Christ is the way. So we need to, but we have to start at home. We need to start at home. You know, if I treat my wife, you know, bad, what is the saying? I mean, where's my faith? Where is really my love for the Lord? If I can love my wife like Christ loves the church, you know, it's no sense, you know. And we went through a lot of struggling in life. So thanks to the Lord that He now lives in us. We can pray together. We enjoy together, you know. We laugh together. And but this journey is long.
Right.
You know, it's long. There are going to be a lot of trials, mountains. There are going to be a lot of things in your life. Attraction, temptations, you know. A lot of things are going to happen to you, especially young people. But don't worry. Just call His name. Exercise your spirit. And we'll be okay, you know. And this is the great, wonderful thing, that we are running this race together. Not only individually, together. Well, the obstacles you got to do to go through this obstacle with the Lord Jesus. But then we need to run this relay race, which is passing the baton to the other one. Keep running together until we get to the goal, which is the crown, the prize the Lord will give us. Amen. This. I mean, I know you can...
Amen.
To do better here, I'm not to articulate. I was asking the Lord, Lord, please help me. I can't do this. You know, I'm not that good in this. But yeah, the Lord is good, though.
Amen.
The Lord is good because we can trust Him, and He can help us to run the race. And we one day, and we will keep the faith because He's the faith that we have inside of us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this message this week.
Amen. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking away unto Jesus,
Amen.
The author and perfecter of our faith,
Amen.
Who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen.
And so we see here that the author of our faith, or the originator of our faith, is Christ Himself.
Amen.
But faith is not something that is stagnant or stays the same. Rather, our faith is something that must be perfected.
Yeah.
And faith is not merely something where we receive it and that's it. Actually, it is vital in our running the race for our faith to be perfected.
Yeah.
And so not only is Jesus the author or the originator of our faith, He is also the perfecter of our faith. So how do we become perfected? Saints, we need to look away unto Jesus.
Amen.
To look away unto Jesus means to look to Him with undivided attention by turning away from every other object. But in our experience, is it this easy to look away unto Jesus? So in order to look away unto Jesus in such a way, to give Him more undivided attention, we must first love Him, and we must be open to Him. And so, brothers and sisters, we must be open to Him. We need to give Him the opportunity to work Himself into us. Our faith depends on how much we allow this law of life to work in us.
Amen.
And so this law of life is working and spreading in our inward parts. And so the more we are saturated with Him, the more of this believing element that we receive. It says on day 5 that the most Amen. Believing person is the one in whom the law of life has worked the most.
Amen.
Saints, don't we all want to be this most believing person?
Amen.
One who has the faith to believe God to the uttermost without any strain or strife. And I'll just conclude with this line on day 5. It says, may we all experience faith in such a subjective way by looking unto Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Yeah, this week there's like a big emphasis, right, on the matter of finishing the course and running the race. And last week it was about fighting the good fight.
Amen.
And the verse that really encompasses all that is 2 Timothy 4:7. It says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, and I have kept the faith.
Amen.
And then in the verse after, in verse 8, it says, henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. And then, so in this verse, right, it reveals that there is a reward at the end of this race, which is the crown of righteousness.
Amen.
And only the saved ones are qualified to run this race. So there's a qualification, right?
Yeah.
And I remember when I was listening to the first message of like the conference, right, the speaking brother said that we need to be preserved on the central line of God's economy.
Yes.
I felt like that was a good way to word it, because that reveals that there are other lines too, like other courses,
right?
That are not according to God's economy, but probably in the world.
Right.
But praise the Lord, as people who are saved, we are qualified to run on this specific and proper course, the one and only central line of God's economy.
Yes.
And we can even see that in Apostle Paul, right? Before he was saved, right? He was, he tried to serve God in a religious way. And he persecuted other believers who were running on this proper course. So at that time, Paul himself was running on the wrong course.
Amen.
However, from God's grace and mercy, Paul was saved, and he was brought from death into life.
Right.
He was brought into God's economy.
Amen.
But relating to last week's portion, the matter of running on the wrong course, right? It's not only a matter of being worldly, but also it can happen in Christianity. Right, because as we were talking about last week, in Christianity, there tends to be a lot of emphasis on like man's well-being, right? And this can lead to a lot of different teachings, right? And these teachings may not even be heretical, and some may be even explicitly good,
right,
and appealing and, you know, fulfilling of one's own personal need.
Yes.
But nevertheless, they are man-made, and they are not on the central line of God's economy. But even for Paul, right, prior to being saved, he was someone who knew the scriptures very well. Yet he was not running on the proper course. Because for him, the scriptures, right, it replaced God himself. He was not walking according to life. He was walking according to religion, man-made efforts. However, praise the Lord, God raised up the recovery for his interest, right, for his economy. And God's economy is for his eternal plan to dispense himself into us as spirit through his son, so that we can be filled with his life and that we can be built up to be the organic body to express him in this universe.
Amen.
So we can see, right, also from this week's portion, there's also an emphasis on the way we run this, race. I remember the speaking brother in that message, in the video, he said, running a race is different from strolling, right? If you're strolling in a park, you know, you can take your time and look at the things around you.
Right.
But if you're running a race, you would not focus on anything that's around you. You would only focus on the goal, reaching the goal.
Amen.
And so, you know, you would focus on reaching the goal with undivided attention.
Amen.
So we can see that in Philippians, right? Apostle Paul, he had this realization. He said, but moreover, I also count all things to be lost on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as refuse that I may gain Christ.
Amen.
So Paul considered all things as lost, whether they were the bad things or even the good things. And he only counted Christ as gain. And he had this realization, right, to such an extent that he not only forsook his experiences in Judaism, but he also did not linger in his past experiences of Christ.
Amen.
Because, you know, sometimes, right, we have like genuine and subjective experiences of Christ in our ordinary living, which is very good. But if we linger too much in them, right, they can hinder us from going forward in this race, and having more newer experiences of Christ. So may the Lord also strengthen us to count all things as loss, and to put down all encumbrances, to run this race together with undivided attention and receive the reward of the crown of righteousness.
Amen. Amen.
So, clearly that we have a course. There's a course that we run on. So we have a race. We need to complete this race. Mm-hmm. And then if we complete it, we will receive a reward.
Amen.
If we falter, we will be punished. So this is not concerning our salvation, but rather concerning the reward or the punishment in the next age.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do we run on this course? Right? He said this is the course of God's economy. Mm-hmm. How do we run on this course? So, for example, Sean D., what if you and I have an opportunity to preach the gospel? Okay, let's take a simple example to show how we run this race. Suppose we have an opportunity to preach this gospel. Isn't it frequent that obstacles will rise up?
Right.
Obstacles. Mm-hmm. Outside of us, and especially within us.
Amen.
The Satan will rise up. Satan will get real active real quick. He gets real active when we go to preach the gospel.
Yes.
And he causes us to have doubt.
Mm-hmm.
He causes us to doubt. Correct?
Right.
So how do we run the race in this situation? How do we run the race?
Look away unto Jesus.
Yes. Yes. We have the heavenly Christ, and we look away to Jesus, to this heavenly Christ. This is by our believing. By our believing, we look away.
Yes.
So we need to call on the Lord.
Amen.
We need to pray, read the Word.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And then spontaneously, we believe.
Amen.
Spontaneously. Because He, the heavenly Christ, to whom we look away to, is transfusing, infusing Himself, His very self, into our being.
Amen.
This is our believing ability. So we, what is it, 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith.
Yes.
This means that we walk by believing.
Amen.
We walk by believing.
Lord,
on your word.
Unseen.
Right? We believe.
Amen.
We believe. So we preach the gospel because we believe.
Amen.
How do we believe? We believe by being transfused, infused with Christ Himself.
Yes.
So we also have the indwelling Christ.
Yes.
Not only the heavenly Christ, who's the high priest, the heavenly minister, he's ministering heavenly things into us. We also have the indwelling Christ.
Amen.
Who's the law of the Spirit of life.
Amen.
Amen.
He is our life.
Amen.
As we contact Him, we call on His name, and we pray, read His Word. We need both. We need the Spirit and the Word.
Amen.
As we call on His name, we pray, read His Word, we just get infused.
Amen.
We get infused with Christ as our life.
Amen.
We can't help but believe.
Amen.
So this believing lets us, when we're speaking to someone, we just believe.
Amen.
And we believe that Christ is being imparted into that person.
Amen.
And because we've been pray-reading, the Word is in us, we're speaking in a clear way, an understandable way.
Amen.
Their heart is being opened, and Christ is being infused. So we're touching their spirit. We're opening their mind, we're opening their heart, and we're touching their very spirit, and we're infusing Christ into my mouth.
Amen.
Getting dry. We're infusing Christ into their being. How do we? This is because we believe.
Amen.
We believe.
Amen.
We walk by faith.
Amen.
We get faith little by little. This is the perfecting of our faith.
Yes.
Little by little, we just believe. So when we're speaking to someone, this is the glorious part of running the race. We speak, and we're infusing Christ into someone else.
Amen.
And so we just believe that we're walking the race in a proper way.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that He is infusing Himself into us, so we believe, and we can run, and we can finish the course.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Sean.
I got lost very easily. I mean, before the smartphone, become very popular, I had to use a map, right? And then the map, I need to also have a compass. Otherwise, it will lead to other directions. But the GPS came along with the smartphone, so we just follow the GPS, and then we can go along with the road, and then we can get to our destination. So what I'm saying is Romans 8:16 says the Spirit Himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God, and then Romans 8:14 says that for as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. So there's a difference between the children of God and the son of God. The children of God is the one that need saints around, especially the saints around, and then to acknowledge them to that you are the right path, in the right path. But the sons of God need, and then it's double insurance. It's not only the many saints surrounding them to testify that you are in the right hand, but also the Spirit
yes.
Himself leading them to the right path.
Yes.
So this is why we need to have a double insurance. We need to continue to grow in the spirit of life that we are in the full assurance that we are in the right path.
Amen.
I just want to share something from the training, actually, that is in line with the message today to running a course. It's message 5 shared by Brother Ricky. I was really touched, you know. His sharing was on the matter of Jubilee. You know, as Christians, we can experience the Jubilee, right? God, everything has been returned to us. Our possession and ourself
right.
has been returned to us. And it says here, Jubilee means having no worry or anxiety, no concern or care, no lack or shortage, no sickness or calamity, no problems whatsoever, but rather having all benefits. Hence, all things are pleasant and satisfying to our heart. And we are free from anxiety, we're free from anxiety, at ease, excited, and exultant, and become excited and exultant. But he said that when we receive Christ as our Savior and life, He comes into us to be our Jubilee. But unless we allow Him to live in us, and unless we live by Him, we are not practically in the Jubilee. And so we're still in bondage, some kind of bondage in our life, in our situations. And then I will just, the last part where he says, the living of the Jubilee is a life in which we take God and Himself, Christ Himself, in every situation.
Amen.
Then He becomes the primary factor and center in us.
Amen.
To overrule all the troubles of human life.
Amen.
Because everything is under His sovereignty, we should pray, Lord, fill me, gain me, and possess me.
Amen.
No matter what my outward situation is, I just want to enjoy you.
Amen.
We need to be today's ministry and witnesses by living and proclaiming the gospel.
Amen.
Christ as a jubilee of grace for the accomplishment of God's eternal economy.
Amen.
So this matter of actually living, if we do not enjoy the Lord sufficiently, we will still be in bondage to many things.
Amen.
Making up our mind will not work. We must continually come to the Lord to eat and enjoy Him. And Brother Ricky shared two things that really touched me. You know, one is the matter of our heart. And he quoted, if our heart is set on other things, on any person, things, or matters other than the Lord, this matter of your heart being fully preoccupied is a factor that prevents us from enjoying the living in the Jubilee.
Amen.
And the other thing that he said that really touched me, he said, when he was fellowshipping with the saints in New York City, the Lord just shined on him. And he was very touched with the matter of the mind. He said, what is in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
He said, the mind governs the soul. And the mind governs the soul. And he said that, you know, he quoted a verse in Ephesians 4:17-18, walking in the vanity of their mind. And it says here, walk in the vanity, being darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God. And he said, this is us.
That's right.
You know, when our mind is not set on the Spirit,
amen,
then we experience this.
Right.
And we're not living in the
That's
Jubilee.
Right.
And he said, if you are not living in the Jubilee, you cannot bring others into the Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
1 + 1 = 2 things. 1 + 1 = 5. So if you're not living in the Jubilee, how can you bring new ones into the Jubilee?
Mm-hmm.
How can you bring backsliding saints into the Jubilee?
Yeah.
And he shared in the video, you know, you come there with a mournful face, you know, and you're telling the brother, okay, brother, you need to come back into the church life. How can it be? You know, why should I come back in the church life when you are not happy?
Right.
You know, if you're not happy, then why bring me in?
That's
you know, some saints, I really touched it. Two matter, our heart and our mind.
Amen.
And the Apostle Paul says, if our mind is set on the flesh, then we experience death. If our mind is set on the Spirit, we experience life and peace.
Amen.
That's my experience.
Praise the Lord. This week, when I read the messages, this week is encouraging message. When we read the 1 Timothy 4:17, right? 4:17. We are familiar. And then I think, like my age, it's an aspiration that we will be like Paul. To have fought the good fight.
Amen.
And finish the course and kept the faith. When we are aging, you know, closer to the Lord, this is our aspiration. And this message is at the end of the week, Brother brought to Micah 7:8. It's very encouraging,
yes.
You know, the best foreign. To fight the good fight, we know it, and we often fall and rise. The one that really taught me how to fight the good fight is Psalm 23, you know, that we need to spread feasting, spread the table in front of enemy by enjoying Lord as our food. We are fighting based on what God has accomplished, not based on our ability.
Right.
And this week, we have to run the race. So, how many years it depends, the course that assigned to us, every one of us is different, and we need to be endured. And the first that come out is we have the cloud of witnesses. We are not alone when we run the course. God, I came to Piscataway. You know, when I was in Ireland, many brothers and sisters run together.
Yes.
Here in Piscataway, we run again together with brothers and to run together. And then in the meeting, to look away unto Jesus. When we run the course, we need to look away unto Jesus. In our church life, it's very practical. We do not need to look away to our brothers and sisters, you know. We have all in, we know we are all ill or sick people in front of the Lord. We have some negative and positive things. And we come to the Lord to run the race. It's not to judge all any sins. But we are looking away unto Jesus.
Yes.
He is the originator and perfecter of our faith.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are here to run together, brothers and sisters. To keep our belief. Faith is what we believe. And then when we substantiate it, it means when we practice it. Lord said that we should not abandon our meeting. And when we come to the meeting, that is substantiating of our faith. When we pray to the Lord, that is substantiating our belief. When we call upon the Lord's name, you know, Brother Lee already encouraged us to call upon the Lord's name, and we believe that calling upon the Lord's name help us to set our mind to the Spirit. And then when we practice it, that is substantiating our belief. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This remember in these messages, Brother mentioned again Psalm 27, there is one verse that our Christian life need to run, like David. Only seek three things, right? In Psalm 27, to dwell in the, what he seeks is to dwell in the house of Jehovah.
Right.
Jehovah. And secondly, is beholding his beauty.
Yeah.
our running course in Christian life is, oh Lord, to dwell in God's house, beholding his beauty, and inquiring in his temple.
Yes.
Oh, this is our daily life.
Yes.
Till one point, I think we all the same aspiration that can proclaim like Paul in 1 Galatians 2:20, that we are no longer I, but Christ who live in me live.
Amen.
But we know we, brotherly, I still remember one in the life study or morning revival mentioned that he about 30% of his life is in the Spirit. Might be he's humble, you know, we don't judge him, but how much more, how much less we are. Oh, praise the Lord. And in the running the course, the best runner, brothers and sisters, is not the in Micah 7:8, it's really encouraging me.
Yes.
It's not who runs without failing. This is mentioned here. Do not rejoice against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I will rise up. When I sit in the darkness, Jehovah will be a light to me.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, when we fall, we need still to come to the meeting. Need
Amen.
To exercise our spirit.
Amen.
To exercise what God has, what we enjoy in our everyday life, to come together,
yes.
to encourage each other,
Amen.
So we can run the race to finish the course.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I was very touched by this week's message. You know, when I was very young, I even now I hated to run.
I still remember when I was like 5 or 6, you know, we lived in a, you know, in a village close to an army school. So my friend's dad, he paid us 50 cents to run 400 meters every day. And I still remember because I like candies. So I just feel like, oh, 50 cents, you know, I can earn candies. So I just woke up every day to run. And, you know, actually running, the most important thing is about breathing. Mm-hmm. How to regularly breathe and how to continue daily instead of like, you know, once a week or once a year. And I remember somewhere in the message it says that, you know, the title is not, you know, winning the course or like winning the race. It's about finishing. So I personally feel that this is actually the key.
Yes.
Because after we are saved, you know, we all start the course.
Yes.
But how we run it, that is really important.
Right.
And I think in the message, brother mentioned about three phrases. One is chain. And the second is run in vain. And the third is labor in vain.
Right.
So these are all from Philippians.
Right.
So Philippians 1:20, it says that according to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I will be put to shame.
Right.
But with all boldness, as always, even now, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. So in other words, you know, as a Christian, if we cannot magnify the Lord, actually we are going to put to shame. And then Philippians 2:16, it says, holding forth the word of life, so that I may have a boast in the day of Christ, meaning the Lord's second coming, right? That I die,
I did not
run in vain, nor labor in vain. Amen. So in other words, you know, if we are not holding forth the word of life, we may run in vain and we may labor in vain. So I think it's really a warning. And reminder to us, and Brother Tom mentioned about the reward. Actually, I think that, you know, so often I think my issue is that I don't like to run. I don't care about rewards. I just want to lie down, bed, you know, relax, you know, and you know, I don't want to compete with others. But however, you know, actually this is our destination. And actually, we are on a course already.
Right.
No matter what, we need to run.
Right.
I think this is from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then I think that when Paul, when he wrote Galatians, he mentioned it again about running in vain and laboring in vain. Why? Because in Galatians, he was trying to go against the religious way of worshiping God. Right, so we really need to be, you know, be on the way of life, praying that the Lord will work in us,
amen.
So that you know we just rely, we just trust our faith, exercise our faith to be one with Him in life,
amen.
In our single spirit to run this course.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So brothers suggest us, you know, we need to see this matter of running the race and finishing the race in light of Lord's imminent return.
Amen.
Yeah, because we are so familiar with these terms. When we see, when we have a sensation of Lord's return is imminent, it may relate to our living.
Mm.
So the first thing, it has to be, you know, this vision has to impact our daily living.
Amen.
The second one, when we, every believer, when we receive the Lord, have His divine life, Lord puts us on the race.
Amen.
So individually, we need to run our race and finish it. So just like your brother shared, right? Paul, yeah, beginning, you know, before his conversion, he ran the wrong one. So for everyone, we need to seek before the Lord the journey the Lord set up for us.
Amen.
So, if we, you know, when we run,
Amen.
We don't want to be disqualified,
Amen.
Disapproved, right?
Amen.
Amen. So the second thing we need to exercise. So when we're talking about the race, especially how we run the race, on the positive side, they always we need to look away onto Jesus.
Amen.
So this the running is not the juggling or walking, or you can take a look, you know, all the scenery be, you know, around us. So this is very clearly. So we need to focus when you run, you know, like 100 meters, you focus on the target and run straight. So there's a positive side, we need to look away onto Jesus. And the negative side, we need to put aside all kinds of encumbrance.
That's right.
So we need to ask us, do we have any kind of encumbrance?
Yes.
For example, some people may offend me. I have some anxiety. I have something I want. All this could encumber us. So we need to put away those.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have to put out the sin that easily entangle us.
Right.
So dear brothers and sisters, right. we need to run the race, we need to put away all this.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And also, you know, just like Brother our Sister Ping mentioned, right? We could run in vain,
right.
or we could labor in vain, and, or eventually
right.
we'll be put into shame.
Yeah.
So, these also remind us, right? Because we that doesn't mean we don't run every day, right? Because we run to the meeting. We do service. We do quite a bit of works for the Lord in the church life, right? But we need to be careful. We are not doing these things in vain or doing labor this in vain. We just want to be, you know, doing the way according to our, the Lord set up for us.
Amen.
This is really remind us because we could be in those unpleasant situations when Lord's coming back.
Right.
So, just to encourage all of us every day, we need to run the race because everyone who contends, right, exercise in everything the self-control. And they just receive the corruptible crown. But we are on the race to receive incorruptible crown of righteousness.
Amen.
So that means Paul said, right, he buffeted his body to make it a slave. So how about us, right? You know, because nowadays, you know, in those recovery, we have so rich ministry. And I don't know how brother and sister enjoy it. So can we exercise ourselves every day, every morning, get up a little bit earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to enjoy this, just like Sister Irene mentioned, right? We need to enjoy it first. So can we just, you know, exercise ourselves more to spend time to the ministry. Yeah. So those ministry, those words, every day will recalibrate us to run the correct race, on the correct course.
Yes.
So may Lord do speak to all of us.
Yes.
May this not just a doctrine, yes. but it really impact our living and also encourage us. The one that runs the best race is the one, you know, sometimes a fall. But the race up, continue to run.
Amen.
May Lord bless all us. Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Hebrews, there are 5 warnings. The last one, the 5th one, is regarding run the race. Run the race and do not fall away from grace. Therefore, the 1st one, let us also, having so great a cloud of witness surrounding us, put away every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us,
yes.
and run with endurance
Amen.
The race which is set before us.
Amen.
Comma, it's not finished. There will be the verse 2 following the verse 1. The 2 weeks I shared last Lord's Day, the sister very sick, this Tuesday. she was taken by the Lord the afternoon on Tuesday. I also watched a testimony from a sister, a senior sister, 79 years old, who is a brother John, who, a responsible brother in California, one of the churches. Her testimony is very encouraging, but also very reminding and to us as sisters. The three sisters, a 90 years old brother, sister two, 79 sisters, Sister Zhang, and the 53 years old Sister Yan Mei, they all finished their race, finished the course. While I reviewing and before the Lord, praying, Lord, I don't know how far I'm away from the end of my course and how should I run this race. Yet praise the Lord for so many cloud, this cloud of witness encouraged us.
Amen.
We are also not running by ourselves,
amen,
with
amen
our companions, but also the Lord Himself is
amen
with us and
amen
strengthens us, just like He's on our boat.
Yes.
Every moment.
Yes.
But we need to turn. We need to turn. I remember Brother Ni, his last part of the journey, also mentioned about the situation, the atmosphere around us wants to distract us from God so that we would be cold in prayer, dull in our spiritual senses, and blind to the reality of the heavenly things and to the glorious presence of the Lord. It also causes us to neglect our fellowship with God and think that it is difficult to maintain a constant fellowship with Him. These are all the situations we are facing, but we don't be stumbled. We need to be encouraged.
Amen.
And exercise our spirit by calling His name, by starting entering into the truth and fellowshipping with the saints.
Amen.
All these sisters, those and also this there's an ongoing training, Chinese speaking training. All the dear brothers, the serving brothers, they gave their testimony how they met the Lord, how they were called when they were young. They are 16 years old, 17 years old, 20-something years old. The Lord is calling us today just to run this race.
Amen.
While we are behold this situation, we cannot help but call upon the churches of God to rise up,
amen,
strengthen themselves, and return to fellowship with God so that the remaining days, they will please the Lord and be prepared to be manifested before the judgment seat of Christ.
Amen.
This is from Brother Ni, and give an account of what they have done. Lord, mercy, be merciful with us. Thank you for your grace. We can run
amen
this course today and encourage one another.
Amen.
No matter how old we are 70s, 60s, 50s, or even you young ones, 20-something years, or even the younger ones, the children.
Amen.
Let's all together run this race,
amen,
for the glory of our God, His kingdom to come.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. For the running of this race and for our finishing our course, we need faith.
Yes.
So I was touched by this matter of the Lord being the author and the perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
As the author, He's the source, right? We need to come again and again back to the Lord, so that He would add Himself right to us. We would receive more and more of Him as we're on this course. The only way that we can run is by looking away unto Jesus.
Amen.
I think we find ourselves in very difficult situations, and as our sister, that portion that she just read was from Brother Ni. You know, he wrote that at 29. I was very impressed by that. I'm 29. And Brother leads his vision of God's economy and what he saw and how he was able to open the Word. And now today we are the recipients of this, right? This is for our running. Right? We need to see how to run. Firstly, it's to look away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
All right, the Lord is He's outside of us, and then also He's in our spirit.
Amen.
Right, our spirit is a spirit of faith.
Amen.
We need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
When we feel like we can't go on, we need to call on the Lord.
Amen.
Right, we get infused,
amen,
right, from within, and then Another way to receive this faith, we know Romans 10, 17 says that faith comes by hearing, right? And hearing through hearing the word of Christ. So we need to put ourselves under the hearing of faith. That means we need to be in the word, right? Day by day. Even listening to the messages, right? When I was reading Brother Nee's message, I felt like I can go on. Right? There was a believing appreciation of the Lord as I read that message. That even this week I had an experience, and it was a certain feeling within me. And I amen Brother Lee's word that at the end of this age, right, we're on the last part of this journey. And it's the most difficult time.
Amen.
And Satan is doing his best. He's in Daniel 7, he's wearing out the saints.
Right.
But what we need to see this, that Amen. We are at the last part of the journey.
Amen.
Saints, we cannot give up right now.
Amen.
Right? We must hold on.
Amen.
Right? The end is almost near.
Amen.
The Lord is waiting for us on
Amen.
The other side. And so may we just be encouraged, right, that we run this course by looking away unto Jesus.
Amen.
Right, the Lord is the author and perfecter of our faith. He will take us through. Right, we don't have to give up. We don't have to faint in our souls, but we can look away unto Jesus.
Amen.
Right, and so I think just lastly, we oftentimes we focus on the seen things, right? These seen things is what really distract us.
Amen.
We may focus on, you know, the condition of the church, how saints may treat us,
right.
All of these visible things.
Yes.
But we need to fix our eyes and regard right. the unseen things.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
This is how we go on.
Amen.
May we be those who give attention to,
Amen.
to look at.
Amen.
With undivided intention, even the unseen things, the things of God's economy, and we will be strengthened to go on.
Amen.
So, yeah, I was just encouraged by that message, the last part of the journey. Saints, we're almost there.
Amen.
Whether we're the older ones, the younger ones, the Lord is taking us all on. Right, may we all hold on, and don't give up.
Amen.
Keep looking away unto Jesus and exercising our
Amen.
Spirit of faith.
Amen.
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 Anyone else?
Amen.
No? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think this week's portion, on the one hand, is a warning, but on the other hand, is an incentive, especially through all the saints you're sharing. I feel very encouraged. I'll just do my best to summarize everything. You know, there's two things that we, as believers, we do not know. Number one, when the Lord will return. And number two, when we will meet Him. This was brought out. It's very clear that Paul, in his writings, shows us that our Christian life is like a race. We're part of this race course. So it's not that some of us, we signed up for this race and some of us didn't. No.
Right.
The day that we chose to believe, we got placed into this heavenly race.
Amen.
This is very clear in 1 Corinthians 9. All run. Paul says, all run. We all run.
Amen.
But his encouragement is, we need to run in this way.
Amen.
There's a very particular way
right.
in how we run. And I was so encouraged. Actually, all the saints, you brought up so many different aspects from this week.
Yeah.
Right? It's not that we have to run like a sprint, but we just need to finish.
Right.
And this is what Paul shares with us.
Amen.
I have finished. Right, the course. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. But we need to see that the course in 2 Timothy is the course in Acts 20, where he actually says, my course. So this course that we're running in is actually personal. We all individually, personally, before the Lord, we have a particular course.
Amen.
And so this is where we need to realize, actually, age doesn't make a difference. Because we don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I will live to age 60, 70. I don't know what the course, right? And our sister brought this out.
Right?
At the end of our life, we don't know. So the younger ones, we can't assume, okay, I'll wait until I'm in my 50s, then I'll get serious and I'll start running. Brothers and sisters, we don't know. We cannot take anything for granted. So we need to what? We need to run.
Amen.
It's not a jog. We need to run.
Amen.
We can't get lost. We need to run.
Right.
We need to have a clear aim. We need to know where we're headed. And so in this way, we need to realize that actually this course, this race, is just God's economy.
Amen.
It's to fulfill God's economy.
Amen.
We're always being brought back to God's economy.
Amen.
This is the one thing. It's the carrying out and the fulfillment of God's economy.
Amen.
And brother shared that this is, practically speaking, is the carrying out of God's ordained way. But in this matter of God's economy, we're helped to see that God's economy is in faith.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
That's what Paul showed Timothy.
Yeah.
God's economy is carried out in faith.
Right.
And so I just want to summarize three matters. And actually our brother already brought some of this out. For us to run this race, we need to be in God's economy.
Amen.
And we need to be all together in the realm of faith. The first thing that I was impressed with is we have the same spirit of faith.
Amen.
This is in 1 Corinthians 4.
Right.
Brothers and sisters, we need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
This running is not out of our self-effort. But this is what? This is a turning to the Lord.
Amen.
This is an exercise of our spirit. In Galatians 2:20, Paul realized, right? He's been crucified with Christ.
Amen.
The life which he now lives, he lives in faith.
Amen.
Do we realize our life, our living, is in faith? Faith of the Son of God. That means
Amen.
This faith is a person.
Amen.
It's the faith in the Son of God.
Amen.
When we exit this realm, we look at ourselves, we look at our surroundings, we just get discouraged.
Right?
That's what happened in Mark 6. We're full of anxiety, with discouragement. But when we realize that the Son of God, this one, faith is in us.
Amen.
We just need to remain in our spirit.
Amen.
Have a habit of turning to our spirit, living in our spirit.
Amen.
So that we can remain, right, in this realm of faith.
Amen.
The second thing is the word. Right, our brother mentioned this. The hearing of faith.
Amen.
I want to bring out that it's very interesting. Paul's encouragement to Timothy in the Timothy books and Titus, there's this phrase, faithful is the word.
Amen.
It just seems like in the time of degradation, Paul is encouraging us
Amen.
To come back to the word.
Amen.
Because faithful is the word.
Amen.
We might look at everything else and find discouragement, but the word is faithful.
Amen.
So we need to what? Day by day, spend more time in the Word.
Amen.
Actually, in Mark 6, you know, when the Lord told the disciples to go to, right, to make that journey, you know, what the disciples, what they fell from is that they didn't realize that this was the Word, this is the Lord's commandment. If they would realize that this is the Lord's Word, right, the Lord commanded us to go to the other side. Right, then we have no reason to worry. Right? So many times in our journey with the Lord, right, we lose sight. We forgot about His Word. We forgot about His promises. Right? So day by day we need to what? Be infused with faith through the Word of God. And then lastly, this again was brought out in Galatians, the last chapter, there's a phrase there. We are what? Part of the household of faith.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we're in the faith family. I think this morning, I was encouraged because I heard from your sharing, and your sharing infused faith into me. Right? And in this way, we are able to encourage one another and go on together.
Amen.
So on the one hand, this race is personal, but on the other hand, it's corporate because we are all part of this household of faith.
Amen.
Right? And so, saints, we are in the faith family. We have a spirit of faith, and we have the faithful word.
Amen.
These are the ways for us to continue to be in this race.
Amen.
We need to continue to look away, right? We need to continue to put away, and in this way we can finish this course that the Lord has put us in. So hallelujah for a new week.
Amen.
May we continue to pray for one another. Pray for one another's finishing of this course, right, so that we can meet the Lord in a glorious way. Amen.
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 Lord, we'd like to keep on running.
Amen.
Finish our course.
Amen.
Amen.
Meet you in a glorious way.
Amen.
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 Yes, Lord, we want to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Look away onto Jesus.
Amen.
Run the race with endurance.
Yes.
Day by day, every morning especially.
Yes.
We want to turn to you.
Amen.
And be infused by you.
Amen.
The living faith.
Yes.
Lord, so can we can run the race in faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The
Lord is speaking.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for His spirit.
Amen.
Your word.
Yes.
The word that is faithful.
That's
Amen.
God.
Give us this week in you, Lord.
Amen.
We don't want to raise on ourselves.
That's God.
You are the only way.
Amen.
We don't want to be like Jonah that disobeyed the Lord and went another way.
That's right.
So we can be swallowed by the well.
Yes.
We want to keep obeying you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
For your rich speaking this morning.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for your rich presence in the meeting, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for putting us in the household of faith.
Amen.
Together.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
All encouragement.
Yes.
Amen. Lord, praise you.
Amen.
And now you have already sat down on the right hand of God.
Amen.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You already are done, Lord.
Yes.
For us, we need to move on.
Amen.
Move away unto you.
Amen.
Lord, the author and perfecter of our faith.
Yes.
Amen. Lord Jesus, give this week to you.
Amen.
Us running.
Amen.
Us running by looking at you.
Amen.
Use us with yourself as faith.
Yes.
Amen. Trust you.
Amen.
Thank you. You are the perfecter of
yes.
Amen.
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 Oh,
amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Take I'm really a pie.